Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Chav Ches. We are on Chav Zayin Mabez. Just one ha'ara from 2 days ago. I was looking for the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon of tzitz and tefillin. So I think what I was thinking of, which is based on the Gemara, but the Rambam says it about how tefillin are above the tzitz, between the mitznefes and the tzitz. That's the that's what I was referring to in terms of the kedusha of the tefillin being greater than the tzitz. That's why on the top of the Kohen Gadol's head he has the mitznefes, the hat, and then the tefillin, and then the the tzitz. Either way, that was Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea at a little more length in terms of the kedusha at tefillin being greater than the kedusha at tzitz. Okay, either way, that's just a hara from 2 days ago. Chav Zayin Amid Beis. So we'll pick up. We're in the middle of a conversation here where we left off a number of years ago, but on the sixth wide line on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. So the Gemara had quoted a machlokas about the Isser of going into the Beis HaMikdash Mechusrei Kapara or other Temeim or even other Tahorim, going into the Azara, going into the Kodesh Kadashim, or maybe even going towards the Aron and the Kaporas. When is there a Lav? When is there an Isser Misa? Right, that was the discussion. So we're in the middle, back and forth of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So we'll pick up with Verabbanon. Verabbanon, going back, what do they do with Rabbi Yehuda's Pasik? Verabbanon, Hachanami, Delot Tzarech. Really, you don't need the extra pasuk of El Pnei HaKaporas, because right when you walk into the Kodesh Kodashim, you're already done. You're already Chiyav Misa, right? You don't need, there's nothing more walking towards. V'hai dekatz of Rachmana El Pnei HaKaporas. So why does the pasuk emphasize going towards the Kaporas? Remember the Kaporas, the cover of the Aron, not to be confused with the Paroches, the curtain that one walks into, but Kaporas. Lim'ute Derech Meshupash. So what does that mean? It's to exclude Derech Meshupash. That's a case where one would not be Chayav. What does Derech Meshupash mean? Rashi has two deus. Either Meshupash, I tunneled in somehow from the north or the south. I didn't go in through the east side that, like, where the normal door is, going into the Azara and going into the Kodesh Kodashim. But instead, right, Sheschatar Hachoma Shelefnai Velefnim Va'asa Pesach B'daromo B'tzafon V'nechnas. I didn't go in the normal east. That's not a Bia. Meaning, the Isser of going in is the act of going in a normal way. It's not just being in, right? Because you have the same result here. But part of the Isser of Lav and Chiyav Misa is going in. Derech Meshupash, day number one. Or Rashi says day number two. What if I went in the normal way, but then I started going in diagonal directions? Tzidid Barlochsin, Bahalach Litzadin. That also, it's only if you go straight in, that would be a problem. Okay, we talk about this also, not only in Beis HaMikdash. Remember, this comes up in cases of Bayis HaMenuga, right? Where Mitzora is in a house, and one walks into the house. Is it about just being in the house? There's two different issues of going into the house or being in the house. So we'll discuss there too. Kid de Tana de Veir Blaz ben Yaakov, El Pnei Kabaras Kedma, Zebana Av, Komakam Shnemar Pnei, Eino El Pnei Kadim. It means facing, coming from east, which is what's called the Pnei, and that's how, right, the Rabbanan do with that pasuk. Verbi Huda, Lema Kra Pnei, my El, Shmamina, El Dafka. Right, so you can learn both elements from that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's something more, not just going into the Kodesh Kodashim, but going further towards the Kaparas, and he agrees with the Chachamim that it can't be Derech Meshupash either. Good. V'Rabbanan, El Lav Dafka. The Rabbanan would say, no, El is Lav Dafka. Right, you don't need, there's nothing more about going towards. V'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, De'amar El Pnei Kaparas Dafka, V'hiza el nochach. So now, we never got back to the original point of why this whole brisa was brought here. Why did we bring this whole brisa here? Because there was a machlokas, two brises up above, when the Sgan Kohen Gadol stands on Haraz Esim and does the avoda of the Parah Aduma, facing towards the Beis HaMikdash, facing towards Har HaBayis. So one brisa says that if I did it in the wrong way, shalom uchuvano, it's not in the exact correct direction, it's pasul. And the other brisa says it's kasher. Right? So which is it? So we said that's the machlokas reviewed in the Rabbanan. So now we're relating back, just like El and this brisa, by going into the Kodesh Kodashim as a machlokas tanoim. So too here, for Rabbi Yehuda d'amar al-panei ha-kabar is dafka, v'hiza el-nochach nami dafka. And that's why the Rabbi Yehuda will be the shita that says it has to be straight mechuvanos. V'rabbanan midahazam lav dafka, hachanami lav dafka. And the Rabbanan would say, no, it's lav dafka.
Fine.
So we answered that was the whole long brisa was brought to answer that question of the stira in the brisas. Matzkav la Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. 1 second, Rav Yehuda, you say el is dafka, mi de el dafka, al nami dafka. So if you want to say el is dafka going towards the kaporis, so what about al? On the kaporis, right? So shouldn't that also be dafka? That when you do the hazaos on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kodashim, right? In the avoda, it says al there. So if you think el is dafka going towards the aron kaporis is dafka for chiyuv misa as you go towards it. So maybe sprinkling the blood on the kaporis and the aron should also be dafka. Ella, and if that's true, you have a problem because during Mikdash Sheni, the base of the Kodesh Kodashim was empty, so you can't do it al the Kaporis and the Aron. So Ella, the Mikdash Sheni, the Lohavi Aron the Kaporis, the Hakanami, the Lohavit Azos. Well, you couldn't do the Avoda in the base of Mikdash during Bayi Sheni because you have to do literally al. So we'll get to that. But Hashem, let's just finish. But the Gemara says no. Amar Abba Bar Ula Amar Kra. No, maybe there's different. Vechiper es Mikdash Hakodesh. Makom hamekudash lakodesh, a special din that it goes dafka on the makom and not just on the literal aron. So a special drasha that we have. Good. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma that the aron, right? It says here that the aron and the kaparis were missing. The Gemara says there in Yuma Chafal from Beis, the last amud of the first parak, that there were really five items that were missing in the second base of Mikdash, right? Based on a pasuk in Chagai, where we have a missing hay, right? It says v'ikaved, and it should say v'ikavda, right? A hay at the end, but that hay is alluding to that there were five things that were missing. May dechsiv ve'ratzav v'ikaved v'karin v'ikavda ma'ishna. The mechusar hey, elu chamisha dvarim shoyeh be'mikdash rishon le'mikdash sheni ve'elohein aron kapores kruvim eish shchina ruach hakodesh urim mitumim. Right, so that's seven altogether. So you have to say that the aron kapores and kruvim were one. Right, it was one item, but all of those things were missing. Right, so that's what the Gemara says here. So what do you mean? Don't you need al? Right, we know it was buried underneath in the Yoshio Melech. Already foresaw, and Shlomo HaMelech foresaw that it wasn't going to be eternal, so he built the underground cavities in order to put the Aron at some point in the future. But that's what the Gemara is referring to here. Tosfos there notes that Urim V'Tumim, even though it's on the list, it can't really be that it was missing. Tosfos says, Urim V'Tumim Have, She'im Lo Kein, Hayakon Gadol, Mechusar Begadim, Ella Lo Hayu Meshivin Linish Alan Bahem. They were there, they just didn't work. They didn't function, says Tosfos, because it's one of the part of the Big Day Kahuna, according to Tosfos. So the Urim and Tumim were there, but it just didn't work, right? Tosfos seems to be going with the Shita, like we know of the Rashi and the Ramban. The Urim and Tumim was a Shem Hashem that was put into the folds of the Choshen. It was part of the Begadim, and that's what was the motor for the Choshen and the Avanim to light up, right? And that's what the Ramban discusses in Parshas Tetzaveh, where he talks about the Choshen. He says, what happened? How did it work? La'achar shenasa mekifli ha-choshen, ki ha-yushemas kedoshim mikocham ya'iru ha-osios. Me avne ha-choshen, el-eini ha-kohen ha-shol b'mishpatam. Right, the letters lit up. V'ha-mashal, ki kasha shalu mi'yala lanu al-aknani b'tchilu l'hilachem. Like we know at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. Who should go fight first? Which shevet? Haya ha-kohen mechavein b'shemos, shehema urim, right? He looked at the shemos, the names, right? What was on the names of the shvatim were on the choshen, not all the Aleph Beis were in there. That's why we know the Mesorah is not only to say the letters, but it said Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That gets us the Kuf, right? Because there's no Kuf. I think that gets us the Tzadi. I don't think there's a Tzadi there, but we're still missing a Tess. There's no letter Tess in all the Shvatim and all the Avos. So we also add on Shiftei Yeshurun. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurun are also on the... So that's what we take here of all of the letters that we need. So when he asked the question, they all lit up. Ve'iru lefanav, eleinav, osios Yehuda, ve'yud milevi, ve'ayin mishimon, ve'lamin milevi, ve'hei me'avraham, ha'kasuv al-shem nal-dasar v'aseinu. Right, he quotes the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Gimel. Oshe yiru pa'am acheres l'negre nav, me'alf me'yehuda. Either way, so what happens? Ha'kasher osios me'iros el-eini ha'kohen adayin lo yada siduran. He had to, though, put them, unscramble the letters. Right, when the letters, it wasn't like one letter lit up and then the other one and then the other one, so you know the order. No, they all lit up. See, he has to unscramble them. Kimina osios asher sidru mehem Yehuda yale hoy afshar le'alsos mehem hoy had aliyah or hoy al Yehuda. You could have read it a different way. The tevos acheros rabos maod Aval hayusham shemos hakodesh acherim nikrim tumim. Urim just lit up the letters. But then there was another Ruach HaKodesh element, power, that was called the Tumim, Urim V'Tumim. That, Mikocham Yelev HaKohen Tamim, B'Yadiyas Inyana Oziyah She'iru Le'inav. That would give him the special Chachma in order to figure out exactly how to put the letters together. Kikasher Kivan B'Shemos HaUrim V'He'iru Chozer Miyad U'Mechavim B'Shemos HaTumim. Va'odam Oziyos Me'irus Le'inav. The Tumim was some power that was given to the Kohen Gadol from this Beged. So different levels. You have Nevua, Tumim, Ruach HaKodesh. Right, the Vilna Gaon uses this Ramban to explain the story with Eli and Chana. Remember, Eli says, Chana, you're drunk. Right? What's going on? And Chana says, Lo Adon Badavar. I say, you're not an Adon, meaning you don't have the Tumim. You might see the letters, but it should say Kishera or Kisara. Right? It doesn't say Shikora, what Eli thought she was, because she was the first person ever to daven very quietly. And we learned that from her. But either way, that is the number one. We mentioned even a couple of days ago that the Ksava Kabbalah, right, mentions, maybe part of the reason why he says this, that the Rambam never mentions the Urim Tumim according to Rashi Ramban. And it doesn't talk about writing a Shem Hashem and putting it into the folds. So the Ksava Kabbalah there in Parashat Tetzav in Perech Chavches says that no, Urim Tumim was the Choshen and the Avonim. There wasn't anything extra. There wasn't anything new. So he could agree that the whole thing lit up and, you know, that function, but there was no separate item that was called the Urim Tumim, suggests the Ksava Kabbalah. V'nira imkein sha'avnei ha'efed ha'yu mechubarim bekviyas tamidis. Anam avnei ha'ur metumim lo ha'yu mechubarim ba'rigas ha'chosh and chibar tamidi. Ad she'asar shneim gufecha. Ki'im chibar talui. Kishnei gufim nifradim zeh mizeh ve'echa talui b'chaveiro. The shoulder stones were always in, but the avnei choshen were looser. They wove it in, but it wasn't always there. And he continues that it wasn't something separate, it was just the stones themselves that were put into the Choshen. But that's the Urim and the Tumim. Interesting, another item on that list says Shechina. There was no Shechina in Bayesheni. What does that mean? We discussed very often the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Perek Vav, Perek Zayin, that discusses that the Shechina was Eina Metela. And that's why Harabayis has Kedusha, because once Hashem rested his presence there, so it's forever. The rest of Eretz Yisrael was based on Kibush and then Chazaka. And the Rambam Paskins, Kitsha, L'Shaita, V'lo Kitsha, L'Asalavo, except Kedusha Shnia. But Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, right, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Harabayis is Shechina and Betela. So what do you mean, Shechina? So what you have to say, and many Achronim talk about this, the Binyan Sion, Rav Ettlinger, Baal Aruch Laner writes in Simon Gimel, right at the beginning of his Tshuvas, Shechina, there are different levels of Shechina. Right, what does it mean, Shechina? Right, the Gemara says that if one person is learning Torah, there's the Shechina is there. If 10 people are learning Torah, the Shechina is there. What's the difference between 1 and 10? Different intensities. And what about the Chazal that says that the Shechina never left the Kotel Maravi, the Kotel, right? So the Shechina is never there, but the Shechina was not into Bayesheni, right? So different levels of Shechina, whatever that means, different intensities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. That's what he writes. He asks, Astira, there is Shechina, there is no Shechina. So he says, obviously, there are different levels. He talks about it here. V'zeh achilek bein bayis rishon l'bayisheni, shebe mishkan v'chein b'bayis rishon, kvod Hashem ba'atzmo. Tichziv u'kvod Hashem moleis ha'mishkan. U'bemikdash ki mole kvod Hashem es beis Hashem. V'alin yenzeh amar chazal. Right, and he quotes a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. But, you know, obviously, there are always levels of Shechina there. Fine. Binyan Siyam. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Again, there's a lot on these next couple of dafim. Every daf is jam-packed full. Again, today's daf we're doing, the next two dafim after this, we're going to be put up from the last cycle, Chavtes Lamed. But again, all of these are a lot to say. Last line. Rava Amar. Hava HaRabanan. Rava says, maybe we have a different answer to the original question. Maybe both brises reflect the Rabanan Shita about whether, again, Mechuvana Shalom Mechuvanos by the Hazaa of the Paraduma. But ha dekoi mizrachu mayrav va'adi ha dekoi tzafon v'darom va'adi. The question is, which way is he standing? If the Skan Kohen Gadol is standing and he's facing east-west, he's facing west, right? He's on Har HaZeisim, he's facing west towards Har HaBayis. Even though he's not exactly lined up to Har HaBayis, that's okay. That's okay, that's kosher, and that is the brisa that says ksheros. But ha dekoi tzafon v'darom, if he's facing north-south, so that's the problem. That's the problem, and that's another answer to the stira. Fine. Amar mar v'sheb b'fenim v'sheb b'mitzora, but the hazos of inside the kodesh kadashim, and the hazos done by the taras hamitzora shalol lishman psulos, because as we know, as we said yesterday, the mitzora is called also a chatas, right, and that's why shalol lishma is pasul, shalom mechuvanos ksheros, but shalom mechuvanos is kasher. V'atanya bein shalol lishma bein shalom mechuvanos ksheros. We have another bride that says it's kasher, even shalol lishma. Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer v'harabanan. Rabbi Eliezer de makish asham lachatas, makish nami lug la asham. Rabbi Eliezer, not only does it compare asham to chatas, but the lug, right, the lug of the oil, and therefore if one does that in the wrong way, then it's shalol lishma, it is pasul. Rabbanan lo makshi, right, as we've had Rabbi Eliezer a number of times in this Seder, he always puts asham with chatas, and here he puts the lug of the asham with the chatas too. Uli Rabbi Eliezer, v'chidavar alami behekish, chozom alami behekish. How could you have both limudim, right? We had back in Zvachim, daf mem tes, daf nun, right? All of those, limudim about the double limudim. What do you do with hekish and zera shava and mamatzinu? So how could he go from chatas to asham to lug? So one might have answered that lug is not a separate limud. Lug is part of the asham. One might have answered that, but the Gemara gives a different answer. Ela marava hava harabanan. No. Go back. Fine. They're both rabbanan. Kan lahakshir, kan lahartzos. The question is, to be machshir, right, the shiari halug, to eat, that's different than being maratzeh. It might be maratzeh, but still you wouldn't be able to eat the, use the leftover shemen. That's what Rashi says. Hadatani ksheros, lahachshir dahaza osav ksheros, lahachshir shiari halug ba'achila, the shiari halug mitzara ne'echolin. Right, the Perek Eilu Menachas he talks about Lok Shem Hashem Mitzora, that is usually eaten. Right, so that's the difference. We would be mechalik between lahachshir and lahartzos. Okay, says the Mishnah. So now we are branching out for Dvarim Hamaakvin Zedzeh. We already did yesterday on the daf. We spoke about Dalin Minim and Mezuzah. And the like. Actually, this is going to come up right now. Here we go. Shiva Kanei Menorah Ma'akvin Zedzeh. The seven stems, the seven branches of the menorah ma'akev each other. If I'm missing one of the branches of the menorah in the base of Migdash, it is ma'akev. This is how the menorah looked, you know, in the many Sfarim we'll find, oh, Achlokas Rashi Rambam. Right? Whether the branches were rounded or straight. There are many that say that. But there's not really foolproof evidence of either Shita. There are some pictures, it's one of those pictures in the Rishonim that you don't know if it really came from the Rishonim or it was put in from other later publishers, or there's some other picture that was found. So we're not sure. Either way, and they point out that the Arch of Titus can't be really a Raya, Mukrachas. Either way, you know, whether that's what the menorah looked like. But either way, this is whatever the Kanim looked like. They were Ma'akiv each other, all seven Kanim. If we're missing one, so then one would not be able to use the menorah. The Shiva Kinei menorah. Shiva Neiroseh Ma'akvin Zedzeh. Also the bowls on top of those that hold the oil, they're ma'akev each other, right? The kashrus of the menorah are dependent. Is there a mitzvah to make the menorah? I'm talking about the structure of the menorah here. So there is not a separate mitzvah, it's included. Which mitzvah is it included in? That's a machlokes, fascinating machlokes, also to the Rambam and the Ramban that has come up earlier. The Rambam includes all the kalim in the mitzvah of building the Mikdash, building the base of Mikdash. Vasili Mikdash v'shachanti besocham, the Rambam in mitzvah chaf. Mitzvah chaf, mitzvah number 20, the Rambam says, Sivanu livnos beis habachira. Bo yihyeh hakrava vehavaras ha'esh tamid ve'elav yihyeh ha'halicha v'ha'aliyah l'regel v'kibas b'chol shana. Build a base of Mikdash, which would be for hakravas ha'karban and aliyah l'regel, kamoshi yizbayar, vasuli Mikdash. And the Rambam says, beferish, v'kfar bi'arnu, shezeh ha'klal hu kolel chalakim, v'sheh ha'menorah, v'ashulchan, v'ha'mizbeach, v'zulasam, kulam hei michelke ha'mikdash v'ha'kol yikarei Mikdash. The Rambam says, beferish, that mitzvah chaf, building the base of Mikdash, includes all the kalim of the base of Mikdash. But the Ramban, and again, this is all conceptual analysis, machlokes, would there be a lamaisa question? Probably not. But the Ramban seems to include all the kalim in the specific avoda of those kalim. Meaning, building the menorah is included in the mitzvah of lining the menorah. Right? Building the shulchan is included in the mitzvah of lachem apanim. So it's a different focus. Is it part of the structure per se, basuli mikdash, or is it included in the avoda? In the avoda, that's what the Ramban writes in his comments on mitzvah saseh lam and gimel. That's where the Rambam writes, big day kahuna, writes separate mitzvahs. The Ramban says, no. No, the kalim or the begadim are part of the avoda, and the kalim are part of the avoda. Right, and it's not separate. The Ramban writes here. Vihine, he writes about the begadim. Vehu peini hu chilek mi mitzvos avoda im aved bohen. Adesik far nizbar im mona chelke mitzvos v'lachin lo nimna anachnu asiyas hashulchan v'hamenorah v'hamizbeach mitzvah v'breishis nistavinu lasum lechem lefnei Hashem tamid v'tzivo son behechsher avoda hazos. Shehi lasum oso b'shulchan, v'shi yisuder olav, tzivanu yisbarach ba'adlakas haner lefanav, v'sider lanu shetiyah hadlaka azu b'minorah zav, mishkalav, in yonah kein v'kein, heim tashmishi kedusha. Right, and that's what the, below hokshar be'enai atam, shakasa bar rav sha'amar shem chalak l'michalke ha'migdash. He befavors goes to Rambam and says, I disagree. It shouldn't be included in the mitzvah of binyan ha'migdash, it should be included in the avoda. Interesting conceptual machlokas to think about. The Ramban Dafka says, I don't agree with the Rambam. This should be part of the building of the menorah is part of the lining of the menorah, not part of the building of the base of Mikdash. Right, that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Maybe there's two dinim. The Briska Rav writes, maybe there's two dinim. There's menorah part of Mikdash, and there's a menorah part of lining the menorah. Maybe could you ever have the one without the other? Could you have a mitzvah of lining the menorah? What if you don't have a base of Mikdash, but you have a menorah? Right, is there a mitzvah to light the menorah without the base of Mikdash? Right, so that's the discussion of the Rambam and the Rambam here in the Mitzvah Aseh and the Ramban. There is a story that's quoted in various different Svarim about Reb Chaim and the Rebbe Migur. Chaim and the Rebbe Migur. The Reb Chaim Salvechik gets the Rebbe Migur that the Medrash tells us that in Tetzaveh, Omer Rebbe Chanin Eskan HaKohanim, Ani Ayisi Meshamesh Beveis HaMikdash, Umaisa Nisamaya Bemenorah. Rechinis Ganakonim says, I served in the base of Mikdash, there was a miracle. Mishayim Adlikin Esa Menorah Barash Hashanah, Lo Aysa Nichbeis Ad Rash Hashanah Haba. It never went out the whole year. Never went out the whole year, at least maybe one of the Neros. Im Kain, Ash Rav Chaim to the Rebbe Migur, Ech Kiyim Rebbe Chanin Esa Tzivu Ya'aruch Oso Meir Avad Boker. Right, how do you fulfill the mitzvah? So, the Rebbe Migur answered, based on the Rambam and Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos, the halacha is that if somebody adds oil to a candle, that's chayiv mishum mavir on Shabbos. If there's an already lit candle, if I add some fuel, that's an isadar isa. So he says that's the answer. You add a little bit of oil every day, so that's considered lighting the menorah, right? Even though then it never went out. But if I add fuel, just like in Hilchah Shabbos, so too here. The other answer might be, if you look at the mitzvah as making sure it is lit, not that you have to light it, so every day, as long as I make sure it is lit, right? Some might connect this to the Tosfos reading Kiddushin, right? The kasha of Tosfos and Kiddushin. What do you need a pasuk for? To say that women are pturas from the mitzvah, the milah of their son, right? Just say it's a zman grama, right? Tosfos, the Ritva, many different answers given, but one answer the Tosfos Rid says, because the mitzvah there isn't a mitzvah zaseh per se of milah, it is the hisaskus. It's taking care of everything, to making sure it's done, everything involved. So, making sure it's done. So here too, if the mitzvah is result-oriented, making sure it's done, so then that is different, and therefore you would be yotze, even just making sure it has not gone out. Good. So, the menorah is ma'akev, all the parts of the menorah ma'akev each other. We could really spend many, many hours on every one of these dafim, but we'll do what we can. Shtei parashiyah shemim mezuzah ma'akev zu azu. The two parts of mezuzah are ma'akev each other. I feel ksav echen ma'akev, and even one letter of the mezuzah is ma'akev. If I'm missing it, dalet parshios shabbat tefillin ma'akvin zu azu. The four parshios of tefillin are ma'akev each other. If I don't have one of the parshios, then it's ma'akev. Afilu ksavechan ma'akvan. Even one letter is ma'akev. One ha'ara I saw in the Margolius Hashas. Did they have shma? When is shma? Shma is from Dvarim. Advice from Dvarim. How do they have four parshios of tefillin by Har Sinai? Right, it wasn't given yet that part of the Torah. Whatever you say, whether Megillah Chasuma Nitna or Megillah Nitna, right, the Gemara Machlokas and Gittin, right, but those weren't written yet. What are they? If you say Tefillin, right, Moshe Rabbeinu wore Tefillin. What was written in his Tefillin? He didn't get those two parts of the Torah yet, did he? Melechor or not? right? So explains the one of the rebbes here in Menach in the Kodim Magoyes Hashas. It must be that they had those tefillin, they had those parshios. Where do you see? Remember the famous story of Sochem, right? What happened? Yaakov Avinu worries that maybe one of his sons, you know, is not a believer anymore because the nevuah left. What does he say? What do they say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So you see, they had that pasuk already, or that statement already, even though it's written in Sefer Dvarim. So it must be that those parshios they had already. You have to say that. If the tefillin and ma'akiv each other, we don't assume that the same tefillin that we wore, you know, they wore in the Midbar. Right? It was after Har Sinai. Right? So you have to say something. Okay, you want to say they lived in tents, they didn't have mezuzah? Okay. But tefillin they had. So you have to say, give some kind of shot. Dalat tzitzios ma'akvo zu atzu. Sharbata mitzvah achas. Tzitzis are ma'akiv each other. They're all four corners are one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, arbata mitzvah, arba mitzvos. It's four mitzvahs. We'll have to see exactly what Rabbi Shmuel means. Period. Gemara Tanur, my time. What is the reason? What's the source? That all the Kanei HaMenorah, the poles, are ma'akiv each other. My time, Havaya ksiv behu. It has a lashon of Havaya. Right? Rashi quotes, Kaf Torah Muknosa Mimena Yihiyu. Yihiyu means it must exist. Right? Every time it has a lashon like this, we darshan it. Remember Havaya. Right? It talks about, by Tfisas Kiddushin. We darshan Havaya. Right? There's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Yichai V'Krisus. Right? Except by Nida, right? Hakol modim, right? That there's no mamzeris by Nida because it's Tfisas Kiddushin. Usihi Nida sa alav, tihi, right? There's a special drasha. Whenever it has a lashon, it means it is, it exists. So here too, it has to exist. Tana Rabbana. Menorah haisa ba min ha'eshes u min ha'zahav. The menorah has to be made out of one whole block, miksha, and out of gold. So as we'll see, that's one path. It does not have to be made out of gold. If it's made out of gold, it needs to be made out of miksha, as we'll see soon. Asa min agrutos psul. If I made it out of scraps of gold, so then that is not allowed. Rashi quotes zahav shavur, right? Psula mishar mine matzlus ksheira. But if I make the menorah out of other metals, then it is kosher. It does not need to be made out of one whole item. It doesn't need miksha. Good. So why? Maishna min agrutos psula. Why are broken pieces of gold pasul? Dechsiv miksha vehavaya. One hole, and that's what you need. Havaya means it's ma'akev. Sharmini matchas nami. Zav havaya. It also says zav and vahavaya. So you should say that other metals aren't good either. Just like you can't have it from broken pieces. So it should be that you need it to be gold. Amakra teaseh l'rabos sharmini matchas. No, teaseh includes other metals. All other metals could be included. Is it, the Gemara doesn't suggest it, is it only one of the six metals mentioned in the Torah? The other Sefer Bamidbar? Shall we assume, Rav Moshe discusses this in the Tshuva, about, are those the only metals in the world? Hashem wrote the Torah. So he knows how many metals there are in the world. So are those the only six? Do we say that all other metals are really just part of the category of one of those six metals? Right? Or is there other metal, aluminum, right? That's not mentioned in the Torah? So here it says, but right, other, could you use a new form of metal in order to make the menorah? So we'll have to wait and see. But either way, we'll try to use gold as that's the lechatchila. Ve'ema l'rabos grutos. So how do you know it's to include other metals? Maybe it's to include pieces. Lo sakadaitach, that can't be. Da'am miksha ksiva avaya. It says miksha. So something needs miksha, right? One unit, right? Chiseled out. So that's why we assume miksha is included. Miksha is to exclude grutos. And the inclusion is to include other metals. Teos anamia miksha ksiv. That also is said about miksha. So you should be makshir grutos. Miksha la'akev. No, it says it twice. Zov anami la'akev. Look where it says, hi, mai. E amrit bishlama mina grutos psula. If you say that gold made of a lot of different pieces is puzzle. Mishar mine matchas kshera. And from other metals is kosher. Hainu zov miksha lidrasha. Then all the psukim fit in. All of this can fit in, as we will quote soon. Ela I amit minagrutos ksheira mishar minimatchas psula. But if you say the other way, you can have different pieces of gold put together, but you can't have any other metals. So then, zav, miksha, my darashpe. Then the drushas don't fit in. Where? My drusha? What is this referring to? Titania, as the Brisa says, kikar zahav tahar yaaseh osa eskol akela ma'ela. Should make them all gold. Ba zav, so here we go. Differences. I'm allowed to make the menorah in other metals, but there are three differences, at least between the menorah made out of gold and the menorah made out of other metals. Ba'zav ha'kikar. If it's made out of gold, it has to weigh exactly a kikar of zahav. Exactly. Eina ba'zav, eina ba'kikar. If it doesn't, it's not made out of gold, then it doesn't have to weigh kikar. More or less, number one. Givieha ukaftoreh upracheha ba'zav. That whole fancy design mentioned in Sefer Shmos is needed only if it's gold. If it's not gold, it doesn't need all of this. Right, maybe only if it's gold does it need these stems and the seven that come out. Maybe if it's not gold, it doesn't even need the kanim. Right, maybe it can have a different type of structure. So says the Gemara now, Hahu Pamot Mikri. If it doesn't have the kanim sticking out, it would be called something different. It wouldn't be called a menorah. It would be called a pamot, like some type of just candlestick, but not a menorah. So if the Gemara continues, Vizem Aisa menorah miksha zahav, ba'zav ba'miksha. Eina ba'zav, eina ba'miksha. So if it's gold, it has to weigh a kikar, it has to have all the fancy flowers and kosos v'chulu, and it has to be miksha. Those three differences. Good. And Rashi adds in the other drashos that that are mentioned elsewhere, and he explains why it only fits in if we darshan it this way. To include other metals, to exclude pieces of gold. Miksha de seifa lamayasa, but there the miksha of the seifa, there's an extra miksha. Rashi again quotes all the psukim. What is that coming to teach me? Lemu'ute chatzotzros. To exclude the chatzotzros, the trumpets. Titania, as the Brisa says, chatzotzros, hayabayim in ha'eshes min ha'kesef, chatzotzros has to come from one block from silver. Asam in ha'grutos, ksherim. If the silver chatzotzros were made, they should be made from one. But if it's made from pieces, it's also kosher. Mishar mini matchas psulim, but you can't make him from other metals besides silver. Umayshna mishar mini matchas psulim dechsev kesef vahavaya. Why can't it be made from other metals? Because it says kesef and it says havaya. It shall be menagutos nami miksha vahavaya. Answer miet rachmana gabi menorah. That's our pasuk. Miksha he v'lo chatzotzros. Right, the chatzotzros we have a lachachila, but not a din liikuva to make them miksha. Good. When are the chatzotzros used? When are the chatzotzros used? So you look, there's a mitzvah. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, as a summary, Shin Pei Dalid, in Parshas Baloscha, right, the pasuk was katem b'chatzotzros, the mitzvah is, l'tkoa b'chatzotzros b'mikdash b'chol yom. Mitzvah daraisa. To blow chatzotzros every day in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the shita of the Chinuch against the Rambam. The Rambam does not say this, as we will see. But b'chol yom b'hakriv kol karban. When do you blow chatzotzros? When you're makriv karbanos, right? Not every karban, but right the by tmidin by musafin ukemo kein b'shas chatzaros. Interesting. He includes the same mitzvah of chatzotzros in the Beis HaMikdash, which might be a form of simcha, one would say, and also uskata b'chatzotzros al atzara tzara eschem, as the pasuk says about loscha. Remember, that's the source for the Ramban that says tefila beis tzara is a mitzvah daraisa, right? Based on separately from the Rambam, but shenemar b'kisavo milchama because of acharav gamkein uviyom sabchazam odeh v'rashi chashechem uskata b'chatzotzros v'yava pishizur akasav biyom simcha umoed v'rosh chodesh lav dafka. To bechol yom are you talking about mikdash b'chatzotzros ala karban, as he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, bechulu, and he continues. Misharshi a mitzvah. What's the shorish behind the mitzvah? Why the chatzotzros? As the Chinuch says elsewhere as well, we are beings that need external stimuli to get us excited and to get us focused, and therefore b'shas hakarban hayutzrichim lechavein daitam yafeh. We've spent a lot of time over the past couple of months. Problematic thoughts. Bailim, Kohen, Vegamkein Tsarach Akarban Kavana Shlema, Lefne Adon Kosha, Tivano Olav, Vegamkein Beisat Sara, Tsarach Adam Kivun Gadol, Bitchanano Lefne Baro, Velachain It's Tavinu, Bitzkiya Sachatzotzros, Beitim Ela, Why, Lefisha Adam Bios Bale Chomer, Tsarach His Oris Gadol, El Dvarim. We need to get psyched up. Because naturally we sleepwalk through life, says the Chinuch. Hateva mi b'li meir, if we have nature without an alarm clock, yamod ki yashen. Ve'ein davar yorereu kamo kolos anigun. Nothing wakes up a person like music. Yadua hadavar. V'koshikein kol hachatzos roshu hakol hagadol shebekol klei hanigun. That's the greatest. Okay? And that's what he says, and therefore we have to try to use that message to wake up. And that's what he says, and it's Minchas Chinuch, he quotes all the Rambams, that the he quotes one mitzvah of the Chatzotzros and the Mikdash, and the Chatzotzros be'es tzara, and the Magen Mishnah wonders why it is only one mitzvah, not two mitzvahs. What's the difference between the Rambam and the Chinuch? We're not going to go into right now in terms of every day or not, but we'll leave that. In the Chinuch, though, he asks a couple of questions that nobody else asks, as we know, and that is, could a Baal Mum blow the Chatzotzros?
And I saw in the Sifri that it's a machlokas. Rabbi Tarfon says Bali Mum Kshirim, Rabbi Akiva says Bali Mum and Epsulim. Learning out from a pasuk. So Lachora, the Lachas like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Tarfon, so therefore Bali Mum would be pasul. Vinira, he says, Lachora, that's what we would hold, Sarachin on the Rambam, that did not mention this halacha of the Sifri. Another interesting question, in Yonah Dioma. As we know, on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Is there a mitzvah of Lishmoa Chatzotzros? There's a mitzvah for whoever it is to blow the Chatzotzros. V'tzarech iyun, im kol Yisrael b'migdash, o b'ta'anis, m'chuyavim kolecha Lishmoa olo, the mitzvah rak l'tkoa, v'gam yishkam anafkamina, im ashviyav atzkiya, shneem yachad, him achiyav o rak echad. Right, what about Gezel, what about Mudra No? V'kan lo nizbar klal, u'basi rak l'orer. I'm just bringing this up. And then he says at the end, Ein token o idna b'ta'anios b'chatzotzros. We don't blow, period. B'zman hazeh, on days of tzara. Let's say, Rahman al-Islam, there's a fast day that's nigzar for a tzara. Minchas Chinuch just says, we don't blow. That's the Magen Avraham just leaves that b'tzarachi, and why not? There's a mitzvah to blow b'chatzotzros when there's a tzara. Beginning of Tavkuf Ayin Vav, in Hilchas Ta'anios. He quotes the Rambam, mitzvah zaseh menatara lizok alariyah v'chatzotzros, right? And he says, I don't know why, v'ani tama, lama ein anu nogin l'tkoa be'tzara, v'afo bish ein tainetzibra b'bavel, v'kal makam ha'om ha'lomi daraisa, mitzvah l'tkoa below tainus. Therefore, he leaves the b'tzarachi in the Magen Avram, why we don't blow bizman hazeh. So if you look in on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Nativ Chaim, Lo kashemidi to mikra malehu v'chisavo melchama ba'artzachem ba'areos amachatzotzros nimsa mitzvah same in atar be'eretz Yisrael who maybe it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we still have the kasha, right? Mikol makam Eretz Yisrael dafka. So that answers maybe the Magen Avraham in Poland, but doesn't answer the Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So either way, sarachian, why that is not done bizman hazeh. Okay, weiter says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan kol hakelim. Shasa Moshe, Kshirim Lov, Kshirim Lodoros. All the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made were for generations. You could use those that Moshe made and use it for generations. The Shulchan, the Bazichin, all the kelim that were used. Chatzotzros, Kshiris Lobs, Los Lodoros. The trumpets not. The trumpets were kosher, but they were pasul for generations. Why? Chatzotzros my taima, based on a pasuk. Ilei ma da amakra. Asei lecha. L'chavololodoros, it says by the Chatzotzros in Balos Chamosha, make for yourself and not for the generations. So Elamayata, but it says that by other Kalim too. V'yasisa l'cha Aron Eitz, Achanami to l'chavololodoros. It should be for you and not for generations. What? And the Aron, there was only one Aron. There was only one Aron. That's also an interesting question that we're not going to talk about so much, but just to mention. Right, every time there was a Kli that was destroyed, or not even. Shlomo HaMelech, he built 10 menorahs. He built 10 shulchanos. Right? He built a lot of kelim. Why didn't they build a new Aron? Right? The Aron was down, buried. So did they not know in Bayesheni? Or did they have a Mesorah that they weren't supposed to bring it back? Let's say they didn't know. Why didn't they bring another Aron? The answer is there can only be one Aron. There's only one Aron. Interesting also, that Ramban that we mentioned before that says all the kelim are included, and the Rambam, all the kelim are included, the Ramban himself says they're all included in the avoda of the respective avodos, the menorah and the shulchan, except for one. The Ramban says there's a mitzvah binyan aron. Why? Because there's no avoda
related to the Aron. You can't say the Rambam doesn't have to count the Aron separately because he includes all Kalim, Binyan Kalim, in the Binyan HaMishkan. And the whole purpose of the Mishkan is to have the Aron, to house the Aron, and therefore Memela. He doesn't have to count a separate mitzvah for the Aron. But the Ramban Lashitaso, who says that the Binyan HaKalim are included in the Avoda that's associated with them, so there's no Avoda associated with the Aron, right? The Avoda of Kodesh Kadashim is done even if the Aron is not there. Harai, the Aron is a more of a symbol and the center, but not part of the Avoda. That's why you'd have to count a separate mitzvah, according to the Ramban. But why did they make a new one? The answer is, maybe the Aron is not existent without the Luchos inside. And if you weren't going to have the Luchos, then there's no point in building an Aron. Right? It wouldn't have the status of Aron. Right? That's the what's suggested by some. Okay, but either way, the Gemara has this Havamina. Once you're telling me Lacha, so why don't you say, oh, maybe the Aron, just the opposite, the Aron should have to be built again. The Gemara said, no, Ella, either way, you have a problem. Ilaman da Amar Lacha Mishel Lacha. Quoting now from Gemara in Meseches Yuma, when we talk about part of the Avodos of Yom Kippur, if you want to say Lachab means there from your own funds, Ilam Adamar Kavayachol B'Shalcha Nirotzi Yoter Mishalohem, or it's as if Hashem is saying Shalcha, yours is more valuable than theirs. But either way, Hainami Mivayle Lachi, the Lachab by Chatzotzros would be used up, so we're still stuck. Why is Chatzotzros different, and you have to build new Chatzotzros? Make new chatzotos every generation. So Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, Da'am Akra, Lacha Lacha Trei Zimni, Ase Lacha V'Hayu Lacha. It's an extra Lacha, and that's how we learn that it has to be Dafka in that generation and not others. Right? We've quoted in the past the thought of others. I saw this year, this time when I looked it up from Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Maybe Al Derech Drush. All Kalim you could use, because, you know, religious services don't change over generations. So therefore, you could all the Kalim that are used, you know, passed down from one generation to the other, and at Dafka, you have to use the same ones, because our religion does not change, right? But the Chatzotzros are how you get people into it, and how you wake up people, and how we invigorate and excite people. That changes every generation. Right, how we get people excited about Torah today is not how we get excited about Torah 20 years ago. People who have been a chinuch for decades know what they did 50 years ago is not what they could do 30 years ago, and even what we did 5 years ago. You know, the life has changed so much, but it's really every generation. You have to have unique chatzotzrots in every generation to inspire. And every mechanech, every rav, every parent has to realize how to get our children, how to excite. Look, you read the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos, and he says, you have to know when children, you know, don't want to learn so much, you have to excite them. You have to give them some nuts. You try to give kids some nuts, bizman hazeh, it's probably not going to be so exciting, right? They're not going to be so tempted by maybe some dates and figs, and that's not the real excitement. So the Rambam would admit, nowadays, there's different types of treats that one has to give. Kloyos vegozen, the Gemara talks about, to keep the kids awake on Pesach night. No, they'll go to sleep. I don't want any nuts and that doesn't excite me. Almonds. So you have to have new chatzotzros every generation. That's the message of the halacha. Tani Rav Papa Brei Rav Chanan and Kamei Rav Yosef. Minora haisaba mina eshes minazov. Minora again was one slab out of gold. Asa shal kesef. Ksheira. If you're making it out of silver, it's also kosher. Shel ba'atz v'shel avar v'shel gisteron. What about these other types of metals? Tin, lead, Rebbe posel, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda machshir. Rebbe says silver's okay, but nothing else. And Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says no, others are okay too. Shel eitz v'shel etzem v'shel zchuchis, derbi akol psula. If it's not metal, then it's pasul. Right? Glass and bone, right? That's pasul. So this was the brisa that Rav Papa Berid B'chanan said in front of Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says to him, I don't understand. Right? Why should there be a chiluk? Once you're out of gold, so then why should there be any type of chiluk? That you said that Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda would allow other metals and pasul wood. Why? Amalei bein lamar bein mar kol yuprati darshi. Umihu, right, we darsha klalu prat, umihu, mar savar, what's the klal, what's the prat? Mar savar ma, prat mufurish shel mateches av kol shel mateches. Right, you might say that one opinion holds that just like it says, gold, which is a metal, so too, all metal, that is okay. Umar savar ma, prat mufurish davar chashuv, I'll call davar chashuv. So you can include silver, but that's it. That's the machlokas. Amar le, samedidach mikamedidi. Right? Rav Yosef says, no, I think you should change your brisa. Delete yours because of my brisa. I have a different brisa. Titania, the brisa says, klishare son shall eat a klishares. Now we're out of the world of menorah. Right? Menorah is one example of a klishares. But a klishares, a wooden klishares. Rebbe Posel, Rebbe Yusuf, Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. But my kemiflagi, what's the machlokas? Whether you would machshir a wooden kli? Rebbe Darish Klali Uprati, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Darish Ribu Yemiyute. Right? They darish in different ways, and therefore they would include different amounts. Rebbe Darish Klali Uprati, which is always more minimal. Vasisa Menoras Klal. Zahav Tahar Prat. Miksha Teos Amenorah Chazar Vaklal. You have the general, then the specific on the general, so it has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat mefur shal mateches, just like the prat is metal. Afkol shal mateches, so too you can include any metal which is like the prat. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, darish ribu yimuyute. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, darshins ribu yumiyet, which is generally more inclusive. V'yasisa menoras riba, zahav tahar miyet, miksha teyase menorah chazar v'riba, Reba, umiyet, v'reba, reba hakol. So it includes everything. Umay rabbi, rabbi komili. Umay miyet, it just excludes something. Miyet, shel, cheres. Right? Excludes, cheres, and that's the only thing that is excluded. So the machlokes. Whether Rabbi Yosef or Yehuda was machshir eights or not. So, Rabbi Yosef says, my brice is more authoritative. And therefore, you see, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, would be different, right? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would be machshir eitz according to Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, who is this? Rav, the one that quoted the original Rav Papa, Brader Rav Chanan, says, no, Adarabba, sabadi dabi kamadi di. Why should your brisa have more authority? You know, my brisa, lo salkatayetach. No, because there's another one. The Tanya, ein lo zahav, maybe af shal kesef, shal nechoshes, shal barzel, v'shal bedil v'shal afaris. You don't have gold, bring any metal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir Afshal Eitz, says Beferish. Rabbi Yosef says like me. This price also says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda allows even wooden. V'tanya Idach. And also the following brisa. Right? Which doesn't talk about what you're supposed to do, but what you're not allowed to do. Again, a big topic, which you don't have time to go into fully, but as we know, there's an Isser to create Kalim that are parallel to the ones in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Yase, Tanya Idach, Lo Yase Adam. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, right? Yerodea, a lot of discussions about this in Yerodea. Lo Yase Adam, Bayis Tavnes Heichal. One can't build a bayis, right, with the exact dimensions of the Heichal. Achsadra Keneged Ulam, right, or the Achsadra in front. Ulam, Chatzir Keneged Azara. Shulchan Keneged Shulchan. Menorah Keneged Menorah. Right, a seven-stem menorah. That's one of the 500 answers to the question of why Hanukkah is, we light 8 days and not seven. The Nes was only one, the Beis Yosef's Kasha. So one answer is, because if we only lit a seven-branch menorah, that would be a problem, because you can't light a seven-branch menorah. Right, so forget the whole Hanukkah story. It would be an Issa Daraisa, right, to make any of these kalim. Aval osa shel chamisha, osu shel chamisha, v'shel shiv, v'shel shmona. You can make it made out of five, six, or eight. V'shel shiva lo yaseh. You can't make a seven-stem menorah. Afilu b'shar minei matchas. Even out of other metal. And Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda omer af v'shel eitz lo yaseh. Even wooden. So l'shitasa, because he says wooden is kosher. That's why he says you're not allowed to make a wooden one also. Kederach sh'asu b'alcha beis chashmonai, like the chashmonai made originally. They made wooden because they didn't have enough money, as we will see. Amrulo misham raya. No. They said back, that's not a raya, that they didn't make wooden. Shmudim shal barzel hayu, v'chipum babatz. No, it was really metal. It was really barzel poles, and they covered it. Hashiru, they got richer, asu'um shal kesef. Chazru v'hashiru, asu'um shal zav. So they went, and over time they were able to change it. But don't think that it is it was okay made out of wood. Again, this is a big topic in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, in Kuf Mem Aleph. In Kuf Mem Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses a lot of these halachas about making these things, and it's very halach lamaisa in terms of people making various different cutouts and structures. We don't have time right now, because I wanted to read a different halacha, and that is the Minchas Chinuch. I just wanted to get this Minchas Chinuch out on the table. And that is, we know, so the Rambam says, it's a different siman in Yerodea, but again, maybe we'll start with that next time. But the Rambam says in Ilchas Avodah Zarah, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, the Rambam quotes this halacha.
Aser lasos tsuros lenoi. If you're building it for the Beis Hamikdash, obviously it's mutter. But you're not allowed to make tsuros lenoi ba'afal pishin an avodah zara. Even though they're not avodah zara. Shenamar lo sasun iti alai chesav alai zav. Klamar tsuros shal kesav shal zav shein lenoi. Kidei shalo yitu buen atoin v'idamu shein lavoda. V'chulu. And then he continues. And he talks about the, in the context of, you know, the animals and the constellations and all of these are mentioned here. The Rambam says this, that, you're not allowed to make these. So if you look in the Menachas Chinuch has an interesting question, but you have to give an answer to it. It says you're not allowed to make the chatzer and the heichal, make your house like the chatzer and there were different dimensions in each building. Right? During the Mishkan, that's one dimensions. Right? The Mikdash Rishon, that's the dimensions in Sefer Malachim. Mikdash Sheni, those are the dimensions in Mesechas Midos. Mikdash Shlishi, those are the dimensions in Sefer Yechezkel. So, what's the Issa Daraisa? Right? To build the dimensions. He says, what are you gonna say? Lomar, says the Menachas Chinuch in Reish Nun Dalet, the Kol HaBinyanim show you Arat to Asur Lasos Ketavres Kalechad, Dabar Zed Dachuk. You can't make like any of them. That's hard to say. So he says, Hayisi Yomer, Lule de Mistafina, Me Rabosai, Me Chaverai. If I want to be scared of my friends, Kol Shekein Me Rabosai, Hayisi Yomer, De Din Ze Eno Balava Ze Rak Bizman Shebesa Migdash Kayam, Osir Lasos Ketavniso, Kigon, Bizmana Mishkan, Haya Osir Lasos Kazuraza Mishkan, Kiban Shahaya Oz Mishamish Lafana Vizbarach, Kishahaya Shilo Omeid, Vecheno Vegivon Obayas Rishon, Osir Lasos Kolzman Benazmanim, Eze Tavnis, It was a sliding isser. Whatever is around then, that's what's usser. Mishkan Rishon. V'chein b'bayis sheni hay usser livnos ketavniso. V'chein b'bayis shlishi b'mheirav yameinu yehei usser laso ketavnis sheye oz. Kihei mishamshin lefanav yisbarach. Aval ha'idna, suggests the Menachas Chinuch, v'avonosinu arabim ein mishamshin lefanav efshar de'ein b'chlal avze. Possible that it won't be that. He's talking about the chatzer dimensions. Does he mean this by all of them? All of them. We don't have, or the kalim are kalim. Right, those were passed down from one to the other. But that's the discussion of the midas. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this also in Yaradeya, Chela Gimel Simelam Gimel. Again, there's a lot to talk about here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in, where's my Shulchan Aruch that I put down? Right, it's earlier. Anyway, in the siman about Avodah Zarah, that's what was Yaradeya. All right, this is bring Yaradeya, Rav Arachayim. Okay, whatever. But it talks about there in the siman, the Chelik Beis of Yaradeya, all about these halachas related to Avodah Zarah, but it's not that separate Isurim that are mentioned. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, again, tomorrow, I'm sure the next piece starts at just a big brisa about the dimensions of the menorah. So we'll pick up with that next time. Amar Shmuel, and then again, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up on with Lamed Aleph. But again, the next two dafim are so jam-packed. Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu, and who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, and some Sifrei, other halachas. Either way, though, we'll pick up with Lamed Aleph next time.